What do Southwest Airlines, or Toyota's shop floor processes, Chicago's community policing program, and Wikipedia or Linux have in common? The answer is that they are all systems that have relied on human cooperation rather than purely on incentive compensation, punishment, or hierarchical control. Toyota structured its shop floor relations around teamwork and engineered its supplier relations into a collaborative network built on trust and long-term cooperation, instead of a top-down system governed by process engineers and competitive bidding. Until its recent troubles, for more than two decades, its model was seen as revolutionary and the primary reason for its becoming the world's largest automobile manufacturer. Southwest Airlines, similarly, has outperformed its competitors by a wide margin, fostering a collaborative team spirit based on relative autonomy, high trust, and a pervasive sense of fair treatment among employees. Rather than cracking down harder on offenses, the Chicago Police Force has, for two decades, led the drive to a community-based model of policing, in which neighbors and police officers work together to prevent crime more effectively. Wikipedia relies on content created entirely by volunteers, allowing anyone and everyone to contribute their time and knowledge rather than paychecks or editorial control. And Linux, the open-source software, depends on a massive collaboration between volunteers and paid contributors, whose outputs they all share and no one owns exclusively. The way these organizations work flies in the face of what has long been the dominant assumption in Western society about human motivation, that human beings are basically selfish creatures driven by their own interests. For decades, economists, politicians, and legislators, business executives, and engineers have acted as though all systems and organizations had to be built around incentives, rewards, and punishments in order to get people to achieve public, corporate, or community goals. If you wanted to reduce crime, enact stronger penalties, like the three strikes laws in California that sentence people to prison for life if they are convicted of a third felony. If you want employees to work harder, incorporate pay for performance and monitor their results more closely. If you want executives to do what's right for shareholders, pay them in stock. If you want doctors to take better care of patients, threaten them with malpractice suits so that fear of litigation makes them take better care. The model in all these is the same. We are driven by self-interest. To get others to act well, you have to monitor, reward, and punish them. And yet, all around us, we see people cooperating and working in collaboration, doing the right thing, behaving fairly, acting generously, caring about their group or team, and trying to behave like decent people who reciprocate kindness with kindness. Nowhere has this fact been more obvious than online, where Wikipedia and open-source software have been so successful. Tux, the Linux penguin, is beginning to nibble away at the grim view of humanity that breathed life into Thomas Hobbes' Leviathan. Testimony of Dr. Alan Greenspan to the Senate Committee of Government Oversight and Reform, October 23, 2008. Alan Greenspan. Those of us who have looked to the self-interest of lending institutions to protect shareholders' equity, myself especially, are in a state of shocked disbelief. Senator Henry Waxman. In other words, you found that your view of the world, your ideology, was not right. It was not working. Greenspan. Precisely. That's precisely the reason I was shocked, because I've been going for 40 years or more with very considerable evidence that it was working exceptionally well. Former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan's unwavering belief in the power of self-interest is based on two of our society's most widely held, long-standing, and erroneous assumptions. The first is the assumption that inspired philosopher Thomas Hobbes' Leviathan, that humans are fundamentally and universally selfish, and the only way to deal with people is for governments to step in and control us, so that we do not, in our short-sighted pursuit of self-interest, destroy one another, or make one another's lives too miserable to bear. The second assumption was Adam Smith's alternative solution to our assumed selfishness, the invisible hand. Smith's Wealth of Nations argued that because humans are inherently self-interested, and human decision-making is driven by the rational weighing of costs and benefits, our action in a free market would tend to serve the common good.